Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for May 23rd, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday was Bitcoin Pizza Day, the annual celebration in the cryptocurrency community that commemorates the first real-world transaction involving Bitcoin. On May 22, 2010, Laszlo Hanyes, a programmer from Florida, paid 10,000 Bitcoins, valued at around $41 at the time, for two Papa John's pizzas. Acuity today released its second quarter 2024 Proprietary Trading Management Insight Report in collaboration with Avalicom. The report examines investment trends in front office software, headcount growth plans, strategies for trading in India, and hot topics like ETFs and the new BGC Group Exchange, FMX. It explores whether proprietary trading firms are shifting to in-house software builds, their 2024 headcount plans, challenges in assessing India's market, and opinions on the potential success of BGC's new exchange and the competition for Eurostir. Simon Rostron, managing director at Rostron Perry Limited, reported on LinkedIn a new record gold price. He wrote, "The twice-daily LBMA gold auction price, the longest established and most respected benchmark, ended the week at an all-time record high of $2,402.60. The previous record was $2,401.50, the PM settlement on the 12th of April. Gregory Meyer is starting a new position as U.S. consumer editor at the Financial Times. He shared on LinkedIn. Meyer most recently served as deputy U.S. news editor, but had spent a couple of years as a natural resources correspondent and 9.5 years as an energy and commodities reporter. The Wall Street Journal reported that former President Donald Trump said in a post on his Truth Social platform on Thursday that Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich would be released almost immediately from Russia after the presidential election, but, quote, definitely before I assume office, unquote. According to the Journal, the Kremlin responded to the former president's assertion, saying there is no contact between Putin and Trump on this matter. I have two comments here. First, if Donald Trump can get Evan Gershkovich out of Russia, he should do it right now. Second, Donald Trump is no Jesse Jackson. Also, OpenAI and News Corp have struck a major content licensing deal valued at over $250 million, in which OpenAI will use content from News Corp's publications, including The Wall Street Journal and others, to enhance its technology, The Wall Street Journal reported. Olivier Ravel has started a new position as Chief Strategy Officer, Executive Program at INSID, he reported on LinkedIn. INSID bills itself as the business school for the world. I met Olivier when he was the head of commodities markets at Euronext. He participated in the JLN Open Outcry Traders History Project and was the first and only so far trader from the International Petroleum Exchange to participate. Are you looking for a reason to go to Egypt next week? Look no further than the Malaysian Palm Oil Forum Egypt, organized by Malaysia Palm Oil Council, MPOC, at the Triumph Luxury Hotel to be held on May 28th. There's a link in today's newsletter. Cortez Draper of JLN is featured in a video produced by Roosevelt University and published on LinkedIn, highlighting the program's focus on integrating computer skills like R and coding essential for today's workforce. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were The market's fear gauge is signaling trouble, what to expect from Barron's. The stock market has already chosen a winner in the 2024 presidential election for MarketWatch. And City Trader got 711 warning messages before sparking flash crash from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chart Book, May 2024 and Russell Reconstitution. The Russell 2000 Index provides live index tracking data with historical performance dating back to January 1984. Academic and practitioner research confirms large cap stocks behave differently to small cap stocks and performance is variable. There are sub-periods during which the Russell 1000 outperforms the Russell 2000 and vice versa. Quarterly performance assessments provide valuable data points for understanding market sentiment and U.S. economic activity. View the report with a link in today's newsletter. The Russell U.S. indices are designed to reflect the ever-changing U.S. equity market, and the annual reconstitution process is critical to maintaining accurate representation. The schedule for the annual reconstitution of the Russell U.S. Indice Suite is set for Friday, June 28th. The newly reconstituted indices will take effect after the market closes on the same day, Friday, June 28th, 2024. For more information, visit a link in today's newsletter. Here's a video from our coverage of FIA Boca. Futures Hall of Famers Moore and Hines reflect on trading careers in JLN interview. Robert Moore and James Hines, two veteran traders recently inducted into the FIA Futures Hall of Fame, reflected on their decades-long partnership and evolution of the industry in an interview with John Lothian News. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's another video from Boca. Crypto.com aims to revolutionize financial services, eyes expansion beyond core customer base. The future of Crypto.com involves bringing cryptocurrency into every wallet and becoming a one-stop shop for financial services, according to two Crypto.com executives interviewed at the FIA's annual Boca Raton, Florida conference in March. You'll watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Scarlett Johansson is right. AI companies must be more transparent. A new index shows that they have a long way to go, including on data access and model trustworthiness. In the film Her, a lonely writer called Theodore Thombly falls in love with the disembodied voice of Samantha, a digital assistant played by the actor Scarlett Johansson. I can't believe I'm having this conversation with my computer, Thombly tells Samantha. You're not. You're having a conversation with me, Samantha coos. The genius of Spike Jonze's script is its exploration of the borderlands between the artificial and the real. But the science fiction film, released in 2013, has acquired ironic resonance today after OpenAI launched its latest ChatGPT 4.0 multimodal artificial intelligence chatbot, seemingly mimicking Johansson's voice. My comment. Sometimes I wonder if there's any integrity to all the brains behind AI, and sometimes I realize there's not. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street's five-day office rules aren't our fault, watchdog FINRA says. As Wall Street bosses warn employees that regulatory changes are about to end their days of working from home, the watchdog in charge has a blunt message. Stop blaming us. There is no rule requiring registered persons to work from an office 5 days a week, says Kate Teslowski, head of member relations and education at the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. A slate of FINRA rule changes set to take effect in coming weeks is meant to preserve workplace flexibility, Teslowski said. She was responding to reports that more firms, such as Barclays PLC, are weighing full-time office mandates, with some bosses pointing to FINRA in conversations with staff. My comment. The FINRA rule is 6 days a week, not five, just for the record. FINRA allows a day of rest, just like God. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, A Brief History of Wall Street's Fat Finger Problem. A single Citigroup Inc. trader caused havoc in European stocks in 2022 after the simplest of blunders. The staffer entered the value of stocks they wanted to buy into the wrong field of the bank's trading system. The mistake triggered a 5-minute sell-off in European stocks from France to Norway, with $1.4 billion worth of equity sold in error. Citing a litany of control failures, UK regulators handed down a 62 million pound or $79 million fine on May 22nd, that together with the trading losses from the day in 2022 mean the erroneous trade cost the desk nearly 2 years of revenue. My comment. In the beginning, there was point and click, and it was good. But then there was the double click, and it was not so good. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top clicked item Wednesday was the World Federation of Exchanges research report, The Effect of DLT Settlement Latency on Market Liquidity. Second was the press release announcing the WFE report. Third was the CME Group's announcement of its APAC Crude Oil Forum taking place on June 6, 2024. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Jorge Alegria returns to the Mexican Stock Exchange as CEO after the departure of Oriol Bosch. The manager who will replace Jose Oriol Bosch returns to the Mexican Stock Exchange after almost a decade. Grupo Bolsa Mexicana de Valores, or BMV, the main stock exchange center in Mexico, announced the departure of its general director, Jose Oriol Bosch, after 9 years of leading the company. Jorge Alegria will assume general management, marking his return after his departure almost a decade ago, in May 2015. In a statement, the BMV reported that the appointment occurred in accordance with a succession plan and that Alegria will soon take office while Jose Oriol Bosch will remain at the institution during a transition period. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Washington's pivot on bank rules could free up tens of billions. By reducing additional capital requirements, banks would be freer to reward shareholders and clients. The biggest banks seem poised to win a reprieve in Washington, maybe even to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. The Wall Street Journal reported that regulators are considering making significant changes to a recent proposal that would require banks to have more capital. This comes after intense lobbying by the biggest banks, led by J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon. The upshot is that modifications to the proposal could, on average, cut the increase in requirements for big banks roughly in half from what was originally floated. The journal reported a development that will have some bank shareholders and customers cheering, even if critics say it leaves the financial system more vulnerable to shocks. And then finally, here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, What Trump 2.0 Could Mean for the Federal Reserve? A second Trump administration could shake up personnel and financial regulation at America's central bank, people close to his campaign said. former President Donald J. Trump relentlessly criticized the Federal Reserve and Jerome H. Powell, its chair, during his time in office. As he competes with President Biden for a second presidential term, that history has many on Wall Street wondering, what would a Trump victory mean for America's central bank? The Trump campaign does not have detailed plans for the Fed yet, several people in its orbit said, but outside advisors have been more focused on the central bank and have been making suggestions, some minor, some extreme. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.